Songs of Victory.
Blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary.
stream is flowing for each one of us. And we come under that flow of that precious blood this day, this morning, Lord, that we might be cleansed from every single part of defilement, Lord, so that we might be every whit whole, every whit clean, pure in thy sight. We thank thee for this powerful blood, this blood that cleanses, this blood that heals, this blood that protects, this blood that covers. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we want to avail ourselves of this marvelous provision that has been provided for each one of us through Calvary and through thy precious Son, dear Lord. We praise you and we believe in it, Lord, and we trust thee to do thy work in every one of our lives today, through it, by it, for thy name's sake and glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Under the blood of the Lamb, shalt thou not be ashamed.
been meeting me in a very wonderful way here at camp, but especially last night and this morning, I find the presence and blessing of God so precious and so wonderful in my heart, and I'm so thankful that He loves me and cares for me, that He wants to bless me so much and deal with me. I haven't got anything to present to Him but a bunch of rags, but He is cleansing, hallelujah, and giving me a garment of white, hallelujah. And I was just thinking something I jotted down in the back of my Bible recently. I've known about it for some time. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Sister Bowers that I heard it from first of all down in Virginia. When we were there, it seems to me, away in the back of my mind, that that's where I first heard it from her. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's, I guess you could just title it Peace I Have Anyway. And in the New Testament, we find these three pieces: peace with God, the peace of God, and the God of peace. And while each one of them seemed to increase in blessing each step, certainly we start off with having peace with God, and then we have the peace of God in our lives, and then best of all, we find the God of peace. Hallelujah. In case you're interested, that's Romans 5:1, Philippians 4:7, and 4:9 in that order. It's also, you can find the last one in Romans 15:33, maybe other places too. But while there's a progression here, yet I think we can never get away from any of them. It just seems like it's a package deal. You have the one, you have them all, or you can have them all. And while you get to the last one, you still have the first one and still need the first one. Thank God. That wonderful peace with God. And that's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. It brings us into a relationship with God where we have peace with God. There's peace, perfect peace in our hearts, a relationship there with God, that we can come boldly under the throne of grace. And not only that, we can go boldly to Him, but He can come boldly to us too. Thank God for that, that the Lord comes to us, because there's a peace between us, there's a reconciliation, and now there's a perfect fellowship, or can be, ought to be. And God wants to be as free, I believe, to come to us as we would feel free to go to Him. And He wants to work in our hearts. And this begins it all, doesn't it? This begins this wonderful working of God in our lives when we open up to God and we let God work in us so that we are at peace. We're at peace with Him. And we Christians certainly ought to settle it, settle that one first of all. No use going on to the others until we do. That we have perfect peace with God. That the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed our hearts from all sin. And that Romans 8:1 is fulfilled in our lives. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There is no judgment, no condemnation. But we're at peace. We have a beautiful working relationship with our Heavenly Father. We're in fellowship with Him. Oh, isn't that wonderful? To be in fellowship with God. To walk with God, to be like Abraham. Don't, you know, I still do, I guess, in a way, and I believe it's right in a sense, but I know there was a time when I just looked at Abraham, his walk with God, as something so far ahead of anything I could ever reach to. But it isn't so. That's being cheated. Somebody's cheating us. That's the way we feel. So God wants us to walk with Him. He wants you. He wants me to walk with Him. He wants us to have that relationship. There's no condemnation. No condemnation whatsoever. And that we know that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And there's the relationship. There's where it begins, through that wonderful shed blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Precious blood of Calvary. Shed for you and shed for me.
Oh, let's just let that blood of Jesus do its full and complete work in our hearts. And why don't we just plunge into it? Just plunge into it. Like, it's all for me. It was shed for me. And I have a right as a child of God for the full benefit of the covenant that God has made through that shed blood. I can enter into all the blessings. So there is peace with God, and there is the peace of God, and there is the God of peace. The whole thing is my blessing, the whole promise that God has given to us as his children. I thank God this morning for the blood of Jesus that personally has cleansed and is cleansing and will continue to cleanse my life. Amen.
I found a way
through.
Shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, to make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And Ezra, it says perfect peace, and at such a time. And there's an illustration of two paintings where there's one painting that has a picture of peace, and the painter saw it as just a nice landscape with mountains and clouds and the sunshine. And there was another painter who saw peace as a mighty rushing waterfall, and then a tree overhanging it, and a bird in a nest feeding its babies. And it seemed that that painter had more of an idea of what peace is than the other one. Amidst our turbulent lives, that God can give us that perfect peace at such a time, no matter what our circumstances in life are. And I do have a confession to make. You know, I didn't realize, maybe I did, that I've been very anxious and fearful for a while now. And the thing I was anxious about is what my relationship with the Lord is. I want to please him so much, and yet that introspection comes in, and you just start cross-examining yourself and worrying, and you know, you just lose sight of the Lord. And yet last night so beautifully, the Lord just help me to fall in love with him all over again, and just to see him for his beauty.
Hallelujah.
And he's showing me the way, and he's opening up the pathways. And I thank God. And now my cry is just let God be magnified. Let God be magnified. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what the circumstances, and he'll give you perfect peace, even at such a time.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Wonderful is to know about the blood of Jesus. I like the verse in John that says, if we sin, we can confess our sin, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. I'm so thankful that the blood of Jesus makes us fit to stand before God, makes us right with God, removes our guilt, removes the stain. I'm just thankful for the blood of Jesus, that I know something about the blood. I'm thankful for what happened in the service last night. We know these things, but it's so wonderful to have them taught to us again. Brother Gardner spoke about it being delivered from fears. I've had a nagging fear that's been with me most of my life that no one knows about but me and the Lord. But last night, after Brother Gardner spoke and the Spirit of God came to us, I had the assurance that God is beginning to deliver me from that fear. And I believe I will be completely delivered of it. And I'm thankful for that work of grace in my life. Also, I'm thankful for my brother-in-law's song, to keep our eyes on God. And when they were to visit us one time, he and Ethel, they sang that song in our little chorus in our service. And that's the first I knew it, that's when I learned it. And it has been a real blessing to me many times when I get my eyes on people or circumstances or things that come into my life that are adverse, that comes to me. If I keep my eyes on God, and that's a scriptural chorus too. If we keep our eyes on God, that our body will be full of light. It's the light of God, that's Jesus himself.
Amen.
Jesus. And I'm thankful. And when we're looking at, we can't look two ways at once. When we're looking at our troubles, we can't see, we're not looking at Jesus. But when we are looking at Jesus, then we don't see our troubles. So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord, and the troubles more or less disappear. God takes care of them some way. And I love that quiet time we had. It was a half hour, I timed it. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And it seemed, I just sensed God was just here. He was just walking among us. Just walking among us. It seems like we could sense the presence of God just walking among us. And we know when God walks among us that he's doing something for us. And I know that he did something for many of us last night.
Amen.
Just because he manifested his presence. It's so marvelous to me to think that God, and he is so mighty and so great, and he condescends to come down and walk with us and talk with us. I just thank him that he's willing to do that. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I got to come to these meetings, and I'm thankful to the Millingtons. I think that you would probably like to hear my friend Sister Millington's testimony. I've known her a number of years, and she has been such a blessing and such a help to me. And right after Irvin went to heaven, a while after he went to heaven, I stayed with her in her home while her daughter Marie was teaching in Oshkosh in the university during the week. Marie would come home on weekends, but I would stay with Sister Millington, especially during the nights, during the week. And we had such wonderful times of fellowship. She really helped me get through my sorrow and my grief, because we'd have our breakfast, and then we'd get our Bibles, and we'd get our little devotional books, and we would read, and we'd pray together, and she and I just seemed to fit together. We just worship. We like to worship the Lord together and praise the Lord together. And she was so encouraging to me. And I just thank God for her, and I thank God for Marie as well. She's been a wonderful help and a blessing to me. And I think you'd like to hear Mother Millington's testimony.
Why, sure.
It's so wonderful to know the Lord. Can hardly talk about him. He's so wonderful. How is it with people that don't know him? Where do they go when they're in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been so wonderful. No words can describe the wonders of our Lord. I guess I can't talk very much because I sense his presence so great here. I think it's better if I keep still and just absorb and take in the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory.
Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 despite the inadequacies of myself and the words I can bring forth, yet I know the Lord has so much, and he has led me from one thing to another. I started off with the Matthew's three Beatitudes, and I realize that to be humble in spirit, we have to mourn for all our faults. And as I went forward from there, he taught me that I can't be the person I used to be, where I let my temper run ahead, but that I should be meek, not weak, but meek, but that I should trust in him and put my complete trust in him and let him lead my life. And from there he led me to 1 Thessalonians to prove all things and to retain that which is good. But where he taught me to go in there was not to go to other, to look at others, but to look at my own self. Look at what the things are in my life and the weaknesses that I have and my faults, and to bring myself into a closer relationship with him, to let him lead me and guide me. And from there, he led me into Haggai, where I read about the people of Israel and their faults and how they failed him, and where he told them to consider what they were doing. And these things have been upon my heart in a great way. And the thing is, that's one reason why I came up here, is because I knew I was falling away from him, I was slipping away, and that God was impressing upon my heart that I had to come back in a closer walk with him.
Hallelujah.
And it's under the circumstances. I can feel his presence here in a marvelous way, and he's teaching me so much in my heart that I may have known them in a roundabout way with my mind, but my heart wasn't completely given to him. And it's, to me, I don't like to sort of stand up and speak, because unless I can express what I have, but even here, I cannot express what God is, because it's so great, and words cannot express it, because what he gives us to our hearts, how much he gives us, and yet how little we can give him in return. And we cannot give it as a duty, but as a love, repaying, not I won't say repaying, but just returning some of the love that he has given us. And I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity speaking before you, to show you what God's love really means, what God's love really is, because he's so great.
Hallelujah. Oh, love of God, so rich in mercy, so measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Dear Father in heaven, we pray thee that thou richly bless our brother. Yes. You know his need, you know his down sitting, you know his uprising, you know his thoughts afar off. Yes. And oh God, we pray thee that you will come to him. Yes. And oh God, grant unto him a very personal knowledge of yourself. Yes. And oh God, Rabba Zayo, Karevia Yeko, Solovo Rapai, Kave. Oh God, we do believe you to manifest yourself very greatly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
just remember the same day you've been doing to me. And I says, God said, been here since Friday night. And every night and every meeting, the Lord is giving me something new. It's something beautiful. And I need it. Because I was running too fast. I was trying to do things like I'm doing the Lord will. But I was trying to do, you know, like, I'm the one I'm doing. I'm the one telling my kids what is the will of God. But what I had to do is what God wanted me to do. Pray, waiting on Him, beating His feet. And really wait on Him. And He do it all. I don't have to lift a finger. He do it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, last night with the deliverance of fear. The other night, we were in my spot, and the Catholic, he was an answer that I was waiting. He says, I came to the Lord, the apostle that I have. It was the living, then there I had the answer. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for the many things that I've been having through that teaching, and I know it's more. It's so much more than I'm going to have, that we're going to have through this meeting. And I praise and I thank God for that, for camping, for all that God has here. I thank God for.
Amen.
Thank you.